Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 19th. Revenue month to date looks strong, but there's a competitive story brewing that I want to get into.
Yeah, and today's the day to go deep on one route. So let's talk DURJNB. Second biggest route in the network, yield up 26% year on year, revenue up 17. But we lost 8 points of market share.
8 points on the Durban shuttle? That's massive.
It is. SAA added 14,000 seats year on year. Airlink added 3,500. We actually pulled back about 2,900. Market grew 10% and we shrank our seat count.
So we're getting paid more per seat, but flying fewer seats while everyone else piles in.
That's exactly it. Load factor basically held 89%, down less than a point. The yield discipline is clearly working on the P&L. But 8 points of share on a route doing 188,000 passengers a month? If SAA keeps those seats, that's structural?
Is this a conscious call? Like, we're choosing yield over volume here.
That's what Elmar needs to weigh. The yield story is unambiguously good, 26% up. Revenue per flight at 174,000 Rand. But you don't want to wake up in 6 months and realize you've handed, say, a permanent foothold on one of your core routes.
Right. And Lyft is in the mix, too?
Lyft added about 1,400 seats. So it's not just one competitor. It's three carriers all growing into a route where we pulled back.
Okay. Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, we talked about that last week. Capacity up a third, load factor down about 10 points, yield down 6. Market nearly doubled, we lost 3 points of share. Elmar's view is that's seasonal, so we'll flag it and move on.
Yeah, one to watch but not to lead on. What I do want to flag is the Rand. 13.4% weaker month on month, sitting at 16.65 to the dollar. That's a cost pressure problem since most of our cost base is dollar denominated.
Fuel helping or hurting?
Actually helping. Jet fuel down 10% week on week, down almost 18% month on month. So fuel's giving us a tailwind, but the Rand's eating into it. Net slightly positive on costs, but that currency move is the one to watch.
If it stays above 16.5 into June, that starts showing up.
For sure. One more thing on the competitive side. Airlink just announced direct Cape Town to Zanzibar starting October.
And we fly Joburg to Zanzibar.
Different city pair, but same leisure demand pool. And this is the same Airlink that's adding seats on DURJNB and growing their domestic share. They're at 25% of the market now and still expanding.
They're everywhere. Okay, quick shape of the month. May MTD, 18 days in.
Revenue up 13.7% year on year, driven by yield up 33%. Load factor at 81.4, down 11 points. Passengers down 15%. Pure price-led story. Fewer people, much more revenue per person.
Forward curve?
May is 11.6 points behind where we'd expect at this stage. June about 7 points behind, which isn't terrible for how early it is. May needs a strong close, though.
Anything dragging it?
George to Lanseria is 30 points behind the curve, Cape Town to Hoedspruit 27 back. Small routes, but they're weighing on the average. Joburg to Mauritius is the bright spot, 2 points ahead.
All right. Two questions for the exec meeting. First, on DURJNB, is the share retreat a deliberate yield for share trade, or do we need a capacity response before SAA's position hardens? Second, with the Rand at 1665, has the team stress tested June costs if it stays here or drifts higher?
And I'd add, on the Airlink Zanzibar move, is a competitive response on the Cape Town side worth exploring? Or do we hold firm on our Joburg origin?
Good one. Have a good one.